Good evening, gentle listeners. If the name Sir Erema Harvey Northcroft doesn't instantly return an echo, I wouldn't be at all surprised. He served as a New Zealand judge on the International Military Tribunal for the Far East in Tokyo at the end of the Second World War. In recognition of his service, he was given a knighthood in 1949, then resumed his position as a Supreme Court judge until his death in 1953. While Northcroft's legal, military and judicial career was long and distinguished, he's a footnote in New Zealand's history, but one that shouldn't be forgotten, especially not this week, as the death of Osama bin Laden and the consequences from Washington's hushed corridors of power to the rowdy so-called Arab Street made Will Cat and the Don and Honed Donkey Show melt away like candy floss in a rainstorm. Northcroft donated his papers, including a complete set of records of the Tokyo war crimes trials, to the Canterbury University Library. Media trainer and frequent political commentator Brian Edwards should acquaint himself with them after a particularly tendentious and sadly far from unusual blog screed headlined, "Why I Have No Qualms About the Assassination of Osama Bin Laden." The core of the post is an extraordinary assault on Greens co-leader Russell Norman, which sadly is too long to quote in full. But this bonfire of the straw men is too obnoxious to let pass unchallenged. And finally, there is the argument that, had Bin Laden been arrested and tried, we in the West would be safer. Al-Qaeda would have respected the United States for adhering to the rule of law, and we would all sleep easily in our beds. Such a trial would of course take months, maybe years, and during that time, Osama's suicide bombers would wait patiently for Western law to deliver its verdict. And since it is inconceivable that the accused would be found not guilty, and would be condemned either to death or imprisonment for life, they would finally accept that justice had been served and abandon their murderous hatred of the West, and we would all live in harmony and peace forevermore. 10 out of 10 for sarcasm, Brian, but that's bovine excrement, and you should know that. In 1943, Winston Churchill strongly argued that captured Nazi leaders should be summarily executed without trial, as any legal process would only bring attention and possible sympathy for them. Joseph Stalin, on the other hand, was more keen on the kind of show trials he had developed considerable expertise in during the 30s while purging his domestic enemies. Franklin Delano Roosevelt and Harry Truman had the foresight and wisdom to know that the rule of law had to be followed in Nuremberg and Tokyo. Revenge is not justice. And we follow the rule of law, not just for the accused, but as catharsis for the victims, whose suffering has been soberly recorded and preserved for all time. Sir Erema Harvey Norcroft was part of that process, and not only served his country well, but honoured the memories of every New Zealander who suffered at the hands of Axis thuggery, and lie in graves far from home, from Crete to Singapore. Who Dr. Edwards serves is more questionable.